Laney. Tracy's the manager of chronic disease and health disparities for the County of San Diego Public Health Services. She serves on our leadership council and co-chairs the government domain. Tracy holds a doctorate in nutrition from the University of California, Davis, and is certified as a health fitness director with the American College of Sports Medicine. Please welcome Tracy Delaney.
Thank you. I hope mine's working. Good. Okay. So the key strategies that we're looking at in the government domain, we're working with the county and city governments, is the question that we have is, does the community actually support healthy choices? We know that in terms of obesity prevention, the two key strategies are to increase physical activity and eat healthier. So we can make these recommendations, but does the environment that you live in actually support these kinds of choices? Those are the questions that we're grappling with and seeing how we can catalyze that kind of change. So is your environment one that is geared towards the car? Are you able to actually walk? Is it the kind of place you would want your children to walk to? Do you feel safe there? Is it the kind of place you would walk down to the corner store? Is there a corner store? Those are the questions that we're looking at. Do you have food deserts? Does the community actually have access to healthy produce? Is it a welcoming environment? Is it a social situation where people want to gather and be a part of their community? These are the things that we want to look for. We want to find gathering places, inviting places that people want to go to. For those of you that are out of town, the picture here on the left bottom is Little Italy. It's one of our communities in downtown. Its traditions are in the fishing industry, and a lot of Italian immigrants were there. You can see there is a directed focus in terms of the city planning and their city of villages to make it a pedestrian-friendly community. And there were a lot of zoning issues. There were a lot of recommendations that went and helped create these kinds of environments. So those are the kinds of things we're looking for. We want to know how can we help support a healthy community where people can make healthy choices. Who can resist when you're walking down there and you see a wonderful farmer's market? We want to make sure that that's accessible in all communities and that they're culturally appropriate for the community, that they actually reflect that. So I'm just going to give you an overview. I don't have very much time, but I did want to kind of share with you some of the strategies and some of the things that we're looking at in terms of the government domain. I have to share Phyllis's sentiment that we were definitely fish out of water when we first started looking at this and dealing with this philosophically. My background, as she told you, is in nutrition. Well, that's a far cry from city planning, traffic engineering, zoning, air emission qualities. So we were definitely on new territory. And so some of our first initial steps was just to try to build our own capacity within public health services. What is that dialogue? What is that new terminology? What does that world of look like? How can we go in and actually talk to planners and transportation people? So part of our initial focus was just getting that training, having our own internal workshops, really having that own dialogue so that we felt like we could walk in and actually be a part of that discussion, and we knew enough that we could, you know, participate with that, not that we're experts at all. So that was definitely a challenge and something that we worked at. We're still working at. You know, none of us came into it as experts. I wanted to give you kind of an overview of some of the scale of the activities that we're trying to look at in terms of government. As Cheryl mentioned to you, our county is made up of 18 cities and the unincorporated areas. So one of our strategies was to really look at regional concepts that we could. We have something called SANDAG. It's the San Diego Association of Governments, and it represents the Regional Planning and Transportation Forum. So it was very important for us to begin that dialogue. It started first with presentations and just going on to some of the work groups and to the committees so they were familiar with what these ties might be. Later, it developed into more, and now sometimes we're actually called into meetings, we're invited to participate, so that's really helped with that kind of partnership. We have done some work in terms of incorporating public health language into the regional transportation plan. We're looking forward to being invited to do some work also with the regional comprehensive plan. Also in terms of regions, we're interested in exploring, we're just in the very initial stages, but looking at the concept of food systems in terms of regional planning and transportation as well. Let me jump over to the county for a moment. One of the things that we started doing too is public health had to begin a dialogue with new departments and new divisions. And one of the things that we had in a kind of getting to know you meetings, we were explaining some of the things we were doing, we were finding out what some of the other departments were doing. And one of the opportunities that emerged was to work with our own Department of Planning and Land Use, which to that point we hadn't been doing that. So now we are actually part of the review process. So when there's mobility elements, when they're working on the general plan update and doing some of the background reviews, we're part of that initial review that's going through, and we're able to bring that public health voice into some of these documents. And that's where I think the legal and the policy, when you start really establishing it, it gives you a way then to actually make these things come to life. As Cheryl mentioned, my co-chair is with the Department of Parks and Recreation. I did want to say one of the activities that they've also done for the government domain is to partner with our healthcare providers. And here's an opportunity. This was inspired by Dr. Searles, who's at UCSD and also has done work with HEAC, the Healthy Eating and Active Communities, great partners of ours. And what this is to actually treat obesity prevention recommendations in the form of a prescription pad. So when a child goes in and they're at risk for obesity or they might be overweight, that this links them in for a physical activity prescription, and it links them in with either a low cost or a very low cost $5 copay option at the recreational facility. So that's being piloted now. Do you know how to back? Yeah, this is a little tricky for me here. Okay. I have the hyperlinks. So how am I doing on time here?
You're fine.
Okay. The other kind of level in terms of scale of operations, we've been doing work with municipalities, which is a very interesting dance when you have a county public health and you're working with municipalities. And we've actually had some really wonderful partnerships there. One that we've worked on has been in contributing to public health recommendations for San Diego City's general plan. And we were able to bring information about community gardens, walkability, increasing physical activity. So again, we're trying to get into the policy level and really trying to make that actionable items. We're also doing work with other cities, but I think I'll let it go for that now. The next level that we're looking at in terms of scale of activity is at the community level, because that's where the action is, where really that neighborhood, when you have the impact and you're really affecting communities. So I wanted to spend just very briefly, but I have some great pictures, so I wanted to share them with you. Some activities that we're doing for CX3. And those of you that might be familiar with that, it stands for Communities of Excellence. The three is nutrition, obesity, prevention, and physical activity. Those are the three. So, and it's inspired by work that's with the Network for Healthy California. We unfortunately didn't get the funding, but we also had a little bit of flexibility in terms of modifying some of the programming. But what that is, can you go on to the hyperlink here? Oh, there. Okay. There we go. Here. What the project or the concept of the project is for neighborhoods, for community members to actually go and do neighborhood assessments and identify within their own neighborhood strengths and gaps that are happening at the community level. The community then looks at the information, they pick on an advocacy point, and they go ahead and develop an action plan and really try to make some of the change at the local level. And we embarked on this, I guess, last year, and I would like to recognize Jenna. I just saw you. Jenna was our graduate student worker and worked as our coordinator for that, so we're very grateful for that, helping bring together two partners. We worked with HEAC and the city of Chula Vista, and we worked with the city of La Mesa, were the two sites that we had wonderful partners with libraries, Parks and Rec, Health and Human Services East and South Region, Walk San Diego, just an abundance of partners. Wanted to give you some good pictures of the kids while we're here. They worked together to really develop some of their advocacy and their action plans. For Chula Vista, the advocacy that they picked was a community park that they had that nobody felt they could go and actually enjoy the park. The community didn't use it at all. They didn't feel safe using that, and it was kind of an off limits. You can see by the pictures they found, it was run down. It was fenced off like a cage. There was homeless population there. Tagging, vandalism, open drainage. You know, this was not a desirable place that you want to go. And again, you tell somebody to have increased physical activity, but what does it look like? Is it really usable? So the kids from Chula Vista, what they wanted to work on was to make those changes. What they saw was an opportunity because the city had committed some funds to go ahead and make some changes, but the youth realized that they had an opportunity to extend those recommendations and to really see the changes that they wanted. I neglected to mention that they worked with a promotora mentoring model, and in La Mesa it was an intergenerational model. So they each picked different types of models to make it work at their community. Some of the changes that they did get that were not part of the original plan were drinking facilities. You can imagine in the heat of the summer not being able to get a drink of water if you're trying to, you know, have a basketball game or something. They were able to get in a walking path. They worked a lot in quite a collaboration with the Parks and Recreation Department, and so it was really part of that discussion. They worked with the police in crime prevention through environmental design. They got lighting and locks on the bathrooms. They worked with their healthcare to start having fairs and events so that the public wanted to go to these places and really to start working that. A couple months ago, they rededicated the park. And so that was quite a success, and they really did groom. Both of these were youth advocacy and youth engagement projects, so we felt like the youth really had an opportunity to learn and to go ahead and really advocate for some of these changes. Very briefly, what La Mesa looked at was the walkability around their high school. This is what they found, no sidewalks. If they were there, they'd come and go. There'd be poles if there were, the telephone poles if there were, not much vegetation or shade. So they made a lot of presentations. They met with their youth advisory commission. They made presentations to the school boards, to the city council. They met with traffic engineers and really vocalized these changes. They went in with the city and put in a letter of support for a Safe Routes to School grant. We had a little funding from Grossmont Healthcare District, and the youth were able to go to Sacramento and meet their state representatives and talk about these issues. They used their technology, and these were some of the visioning that they did. This is what they saw. This is what they wanted to see. These were really strong kind of impact when they went and spoke with elected officials and decision makers. Some of the outcomes is the city was awarded a $550,000 Safe Routes to School infrastructure grant, so they're actually working on some of these sidewalks now. After they presented to the city council, they voted for a sidewalk master plan. So again, incorporating some of these policy change at the city level. The school did agree to some of the pedestrian changes. I heard from the mayor that they've actually now are undergrounding the telephone poles because he saw that after the presentation as an equity issue. So it felt great to see some of those changes. The youth advisory is continuing now with this, so there's some continuity. And just 2 months ago, or in September, it was awarded the Governor's Council on Fitness Gold Medal Award for Parks and Rec. So we were very, very proud that the youth were able to participate in that in the city. Some of the other things that we've done at the county level in terms of, segue here, at work sites, where, as our public health officer, Dr. Wilma Wooten, says, we want to get our own house in order also. We're going out there, we're making these changes, but we really want to walk the walk as well. And inspired by our Parks and Recreation Department, they were the forerunners of this, we ended up adopting a countywide healthy vending policy, where 50% of the choices are healthier choices. But we're still allowing choice. We're not regulating away freedom, but we are trying to give people an opportunity. We're currently also working, and actually, I don't want to steal Naomi's thunder, but we are working also on a worksite lactation policy that we can really encourage that and make that more available. And this is one of our coworkers, her baby Georgia. And one final thing I want to say, too, is that, you know, we're really engaging new types of partners. And one of the kind of outcomes that we've had with that in terms of their worksite and their institutions is one of our partners have been the New School of Architecture here in San Diego. And as a result of their collaboration and their partnership with us, they've actually now added two new public health courses as they're training their new architects. And so we see that as kind of an unintended change that we're seeing with our partners and with ourselves as well. So I'll take any questions if you have. They don't have, when you're saying a master plan, you mean the general plan? It's a more specific design guidelines. So this is actually having guidelines for sidewalks and connectivity. And so, for instance, La Mesa has really committed to that, whereas the general plan is more kind of general statements. They're not into the nuts and the bolts of the zoning or the design. When you start getting into these other plans, it's the actual nuts and bolts and really makes that come to life.
And is the pedestrian plan related to the state?
That's a good question. There has been a lot of disconnect in terms of these plans. They are required to be, they have different timelines, so I would say that it's not really as coordinated, and that would be a great opportunity at the state level and going with the coordinating with the local level. That hasn't really happened. There's also, interesting enough, there's cities such as Richmond, which have just now incorporated a health element into their general plan, and that's a pretty new concept too, because it's really starting to bring health and integrating health into the community planning elements. Some cities choose to do it as an element, which is relatively new. Others do it by incorporating it throughout.
Congratulations. I think this is all very exciting.
It's been fun. Thank you. I haven't worked with Spark, but I think Naomi does in the... So I can da-dun-da.
Thank you, Tracy. Our next speaker is Naomi Butler. Naomi is the County of San Diego Public Health Nutrition Manager. She currently champions the school and after-school domain of the San Diego County Childhood Obesity Initiative. She also works, I will say, with many other domains. She's involved in practically every other domain, I would say. She's everywhere, and we're very grateful for that. She came to the county after working for California Project Lean in San Diego and in Sacramento for the state of California on school policy issues. She also has worked with the Native American populations at the Indian Health Council, to get to your question. So I present...